Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week, we're talking about islands at sea and in the heartland, in a place like North Dakota. The oil boom has turned that state into an island of new jobs and bursting economic growth. Thousands of people, including Latinos, are flocking from all over the U.S. to work in the oil industry boom. In fact, in 2012, North Dakota was the state with the largest growth of Latino settlers in the country. We now hear the story of Juan Beltran, president of the Latino American Student Organization at the University of North Dakota. Juan is from California, and he tells us what led him to the Peace Garden State.
Hi, my name is Juan Beltran. I am 22 years old from Stockton, California, a senior in biology at the University of North Dakota. I decided really to go to North Dakota on a whim. I read online about all these things going on over there, and in California I had a job and everything, but it really, the pay couldn't even compare, so I guess I just decided to come over here and try my luck or something, I guess. When I moved to Williston, I got a job from a temp agency at a shop that sells materials for drillers for oil rigs. After that, I had quite a bit of money saved up, and I was able to start my undergraduate career at UND. I didn't have to take any loans or anything because I was able to afford UND with my scholarships and my financial aid and the money I had saved. Well, actually, a lot of students here where the oil boom is prominent, they actually work in oil-related businesses during their summer breaks, and they also make pretty good money. And when they come back to school, they don't have to work the entire school year because they have enough money saved up from the summer. So, I mean, working in the winter kind of stinks because, really, your face burns. If you don't wear, like, a good scarf, your face will burn, and it hurts a lot. Other Latinos that I met up here, they came up here mostly for school because it's really affordable. The city's affordable. School's affordable. Everything's affordable compared to, say, California. You can easily get a roommate and pay $200 and look comfortable. I haven't really decided if I really want to stay up here after I'm done with my postgraduate school, but this wouldn't be a very bad choice.
Our television show, America by the Numbers, with Maria Hinojosa on PBS and the World Channel, has our own story about the oil boom in North Dakota. More on that at the end of our show.